You almost think it's the wrong day, don't
what
you?
Are we? It is Wednesday.
Well, that's all right. Yeah. This is still Scott Radzuchka with the Herbert Fingrain Radio Show. I know everybody is taking notice of
what's
the
going on.
New theme music. Yeah. We got to do something right off the bat here before we get too far into this.
What are we doing?
We are going to do the great-grandkids of Dolores Radzuchka, called Heidi and I. And Sophia and Bentley and Miss Remy and Miss Macy. And they said, great grandma needs a birthday card shower for her 70th birthday on Friday.
What?
Yes. So the From My Home to Yours matriarch is having her 70th birthday on Friday, August 7th. So the great grandkids think great grandma needs a birthday card shower.
Well,
so
sure
if
do.
You have a pen and a piece of paper ready, or you still have the phone books that come in the mail, we'd like to have a 70th birthday card shower for Dolores Radzuchka.
All right.
Of My Home to Yours.
When's her birthday?
Friday the 7th.
All right.
So her address is 612 South 2nd Street in Verdigre, Nebraska.
Write that down.
68783. Mike's already got it. Okay. I already did that.
Good job, Mike.
See,
good
job. Well, he's no Lonnie Anderson, but he got her done. So, but yes.
He looks like Lonnie Anderson.
He very much
except
so
for
does.
A couple of things.
But. He does. So, on a serious note, yes. I guess happy birthday to Mom on Friday. And I'm sure it'll be on Birthday Club, too. So, this way we get a couple days and. And, coffee. You know, she'll be all excited.
We got coffee. Scott's got the big gulp bowl there. I'm drinking out of this little tiny thing.
Well, that's mine's
Scott,
already gone.
He got his pliers out.
Yep.
Punched a hole.
Yep. So good. Yes, everybody happy to be here. Yep. Don't mind me. I think you're watching us live on
Facebook.
KBRX and so
Radio
you see
Facebook.
Me taking notes and, you know, two of the most attractive guys on radio. I guess there's probably nothing more needs to be said about that.
Except the only thing is they can't see my socks. So
just, you have cool socks.
You want to see
them? All right, well, let's do. Why not? Here. See, they're all spackly colored socks. He didn't do that all by himself either.
Right.
He had a hand. So yes.
Anybody got a good question? Get it to
us. We sure can. We can do questions. We can do whatever.
But let's talk about. I mean, it's already August.
It is. It's August 1st. Hull County Fair's this week. Knox County Fair's next week. Nebraska State Fair end of the month. First week of September. I know there's some other fairs and stuff going on. Wheeler County was last weekend. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, through the corona, through all this pandemic BS, if it is or isn't or whatever you think or don't think, you know, we're getting some sort of normalcy out here. And I think that's a good thing, too. You know, these kids and adults and everybody kind of needs a break, but we get to show our animals and go from there. So, you know, bear with them. Evan's girlfriend, Taylor, she's in the Antelope County Fair. We were down for the chicken show on Tuesday. And, you know, a little bit different way of looking at stuff. But, you know, it's not so bad. It worked out.
They made it work.
And so that's a good thing. So being the 1st August, some things we want to touch on. We are absolutely getting phone calls on pink eye, on flies. You know, what can we do for fly control? Fly products work well. I think we're probably past that time point for a lot of them that maybe we should be looking into chemicals that we mix with the neutral oil and go on as a spray. I know a lot of the pastures around Holt County, Knox County, Lake Andes, Wagner, Bonhomme, Charles Mix, our pastures aren't maybe as accessible as some of the others. And you get out west, O'Neill, Atkinson, Ainsworth, and you get big range pastures that maybe have a lot of water on them. Mm-hmm. So some things we can do. You know, your IGR and Altacid minerals, they're only going to get two flies. Okay, your Clarifly, Raybon, they're going to get four flies. They only kill the larva in the manure is how they work. So doing a top applied back rubber or a spray, it's a good way to try and keep them off. We also have products in with having garlic in them. So there's a big buzzword in the industry right now on garlic. Yes, we sell some mineral with garlic in it. Really? Yes, we sell men preps with garlic. You know, it's the essential oil extracts of the garlics. But, you know, garlic, when it's ingested, is really turns into a sulfur compound, and that's what the biting flies and stuff don't like. So we're seeing some results there, good or bad.
Yep.
Either way, everybody we've sold it to is really, it's like this. People ask me, well, how good does it work? Okay, everybody says, yes, we are definitely getting some kind of control, some kind of help. We don't know exactly what that is. You know, you can take and measure flies and do a fly assessment, and you can look and see if you reduce the population. Nobody's jumping up and down, guys and gals, and saying this is the greatest stuff since sliced bread. Nobody's jumping up and down and saying, geez, you screwed me $100. We ain't ever doing that again. There's things that we can see. There's things that it's doing, and it's working. It's helping. Maybe that fits your situation a little better. Plus, you can also get like garlic meals and different products in the raw and mix them in on your own. So that's a big, huge thing now that's going on. Maybe we're seeing a little more of that. Just kind of that year, right. You know, we're getting hay up. We're getting through these rains. You know, we had 40-100 rain at our house this morning again. Yeah. Really kind of surprising. I know it was a nice little shower. I kind of didn't think it was that much. And as you get closer to O'Neill, it runs out more and more. So, it's kind of all right. All right, Smiley, what's up now?
Somebody wanted to, I had a text from an anonymous listener that wanted to know, so if you're feeding him garlic, is my hamburger going to have a garlic taste?
Well, you know, it might. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was an anonymous text on who had the nicer bald spot.
Oh, yeah. Well.
See that?
You can see yours better on TV.
Yes, we can, can't we? Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. Jiminy. I've heard that one before.
Already seasoned.
Already seasoned, yeah. Exactly,
but
exactly.
No, and like I said,
it's something different, guys and gals. You know, it does sound a little far-fetched. It maybe sounds a little kooky or whatever that word is that we're looking for. But, you know, I really think there's some good things we can learn from it. You know, the old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And that's exactly how at Herbert Fiend Grain we try and help our customers. If we can improve their immunity of their cattle, if we can improve their herd health of their cattle, as a whole program with a good vaccination program, a good internal herd health program, a good worming program, all these things are going to come into mind. So I absolutely am very much for using this garlic to help. You know, there's always them questions. Well, if my cattle don't eat fly control very well, or I don't get good mineral intakes on my pastures like we usually don't when we turn cows out to grass, all that plays a part. So if we can use a different product like this garlic and use it as a repellent, because you're not going to kill anything with garlic.
Yeah.
They eat it, and basically, you know, they get the sulfur compounds and the flies don't like it. But if we can reduce the irritation and keep these cattle, calves, yearlings, steers, whatever, out on grass grazing through the hot parts of the time instead of in the trees or in the wider fighting off flies, then all of a sudden we're back to making money again. We didn't reduce them, but we reduced the irritation, I guess. So I like that kind of stuff. I think it's good to use other products and go from there. So absolutely.
Good stuff.
All yeah. Right.
There's our first half.
There's our first
half of information.
Yeah. That's why I'm always looking at the clock over your over there.
And we're using a different system to we're live on Facebook.
We are.
But I couldn't figure out where the camera was because the camera's on the back, but we're looking at it on the front. So I think it's over here somewhere.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. You know, and I see you got it on wide angle, so that's nice for me. Facebook adds 135 pounds.
Definitely.
That's a fact. And Mike Walker's still no Lonnie
Grandma
Anderson,
Pam says to tell us, have a great day, Scott. Mike and Scott too. Grandma Pam.
Well, nice. Thanks Grandma Pam. Yeah, right, absolutely.
Should we do the birthday club?
Well, you should probably do the birthday club. Birthday
club brought to you by McDonald's, by Arbor Care Center, and by Wakefield State Farm Insurance. Yeah. Have a happy birthday.
And I gotta wish I gotta wish Kenzie and Jeff Frederick happy birthday too. Heidi and I. So yeah, hope they have a good day.
Yeah, everybody say hi to Patty. Patty said she loves the Scott and Scott show. We got one fan.
We do. You know, in all honesty, now that Scott's got this new camera up, Patty, I think it's almost, you know, that Mr. Clean cleaning guy, the big white guy, the bald head. Oh my God, this is getting terrible, you guys.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's how fast the dumb comes out with nowhere.
That's from,
40, well, yours is work related.
44 years of wearing headphones. Wearing
on your head. There you go. This is 48 years of eating Twinkies. So I guess we got one thing in common.
Yeah, but we don't get to look like this by working out.
Absolutely sure. Not. 1995, you can send your payment to Scott and Scott at KBRX, and we will teach you how to do this. Yeah. Chuck Norris got nothing on us.
That's right.
So, thanks, guys and gals. Happy birthday to everybody. Thanks, everybody, for turning in.
Nobody sent in a question.
You know what? And that's okay. We it goes in spurts.
Yeah.
You know, it works out good. There's things that are changing so fast, guys and gals. You know, we're getting a lot of calf creep getting set up. The grass is coming down. It's not as good as it was. We're pulling pasture samples. You know, we've seen some really good grass samples, pasture grass samples here since we started in the spring. The grass is drying up. Our protein's coming down. Our energy's coming down. We found pasture samples that have really good calcium, poor phos. The last few samples we pulled, I'm seeing poor calcium and good phosphorus. So why do we do it? Why do we do it is to try and help educate our customers, put the right products in front of the customers at the right time. So when we go from, say pastures over at Wausau, Nebraska, to pastures at Bassett, Nebraska, there's such a big difference between the calcium, phosphoruses, the intakes, and then kind of things that, you know, we may do an old a cattle prep 12 over towards Bassett, and we may be able to still do a cattle prep 8 over to the Wausau country. So trying to keep ourselves more educated, keep up with the changing pasture situations, you know, definitely a good thing to do with all the rains. And I know now there's a lot of water sitting in the ditches and on these hay meadows and stuff. I got this question here the other day, you know, got some hay put up over west of Atkinson. Now it's sitting in 2.5-3 feet of water, and then bales are covered. What should we do with it? Guys, gals, I wouldn't feed it. You could not pay me to feed some of that hay that's set in these waters. Why? Mold, nitrate, mycotoxins. What problem are we going to have where? If we get a bunch of mold in some of these bales that's set in these water, what are you going to do with them? They might just have to go to a blowout. Maybe we can grind them and do it to your feedlot cattle, you know, at a 0.5 pound per head per day or something. We don't want to get into abortion situations with bred cows in the winter. We don't want to make other problems for us to just get rid of 25, 30, 40 bales. Right. It may be a better way to go. So there's different situations, different questions out there. Yes, we can do some mold and mycotoxin inhibitors. We can do biomass. We can do some of them additive products that are going to help, and go from there. Why do I bring up the pasture testing? Why do I bring up the molds and mycotoxins? Guys, gals, we're getting close to getting our prices for contracting the cubes is coming within the next 30 days. There's going to be some really good opportunities, I think, to replace some of the protein that we've lost through maybe some of these low wet meadow pastures, meadows that you've put up for hay, so we can reclaim some of that protein with some cube contracts. We're starting to get them come in. Usually September-ish is about the best time to forward contract cubes. Do we look at doing some kind of grinding mix or some kind of Chrysalix tub? Guys, gals, there is some really nice aftergrass out there in the country right now. let's capitalize on it. Let's use it. Let's capitalize. Maybe we look at an early weaning program. Maybe we look at, you know, weaning, turning the calves back out on aftergrass, supplementing with a half inch distiller's cube, something like that. So there's a lot of different things that are going on that way as far as being ahead of where we're at. We're working on our preconditioning shot program at Herbert Feingrain, you know, with the different weather, the spotted rains all over the country. We're getting quite a few questions on, you know, what should we do for shots? What should we do for this? Oh, we're going to precondition next week. So we're working on a preconditioning shot program, you know, from Bassett to Wausau and Wagner to Amelia. So there's definitely nothing we can't handle or get, at least give you an appropriate answer for the situation that you're in. I got a load of feed on the back of the pickup. We got to stop here in O'Neill before I leave, and then I'll be headed out to Bassett. So I'll definitely have drive time, and we can talk on the phone. 402-358-0183 is my cell phone number. Josh Bourne is 402-358-0193. And guys, gals, don't be afraid to call the elevator. Call the office. Yeah. 402-668-2288. And anybody who answers there will be more than happy to help. The gals are really good at taking notes or calling me or texting me. Getting that information passed along. And so yes, we can always answer questions, and there may be some things that work for your operation and some things that don't. But you bet, that's what we're there for, is trying to make everybody as successful as we can.
All right, again, Scott's number is 402-358-0183. 402-358-0183.
Absolutely.
And like we said, call, text, whatever, you'll get back to
them. Yep, we sure will. You know, there's definitely areas around Verdigre all the way out to Bassett that the service is better or worse than others. And guys, gals, I will absolutely get back to you, you know, just as soon as I can. If I'm with a customer or something, I don't. And I think everybody knows by now that's pretty true. As soon as I get done or get back to service, then we get you called back or texted back. And absolutely, absolutely. Happy to help. Need to touch just a second, Scotty.
You got minutes.
On the 0% feeder finance program, we're getting back here into the 1st of August, not too long, be the 1st of September. So some of these early weaning programs. Guys, gals, if you're hesitant of a feeder finance contract, Hubbard has a very, very good one. It is a true 0% feeder finance. Use it as part of your cash flow. Use it as buying your products. Use it. I guess there's my biggest two words for it. Use it. It's very, very secure. It's a very, very good program. We have about 125 producers on it now, you know, out of 400 and some. It works. We can use it. If we can get these forward contracts on cubes or, you know, if you normally sell off the cow and want to run some calf creep through them or run some of this garlic through them, the markets ain't the greatest. And the markets ain't the greatest right now. Corn, beans, cattle, hogs, we all kind of know it. So doing some of that forward planning, talking with your banker, seeing what we can do, and be open-minded to changing our marketing, I think all that stuff comes into play. So one program that fits very, very well. It's very simple. If I don't talk, you can do the application in 2 minutes. It's not that hard at all. So definitely a very good program. We want to mention that every time too.
You bet. All right. Again, sure. Like I said, if you have any questions, call Herbert Feed and Grain, 668-2288.
Yes, sir.
Or Scott Rozichka at 358-0183. And happy birthday again to Dolores.
On
Grandma
Friday.
Dolores, this Friday, August 7th, we'll have her address on our card shower page and probably on party line too today.
So nice. Sophia,
we'll make sure to get her a bunch of cards.
There you go. Sophia and Bentley and Miss Remy and Miss Macy, they said great grandma needs a birthday card shower. Yeah. So that was good thinking. Yeah, that'd be great. We'll just surprise her. I'm sure she's probably listening and her curlers in and nightgown and cup of coffee and milling around and all that. So it'll be an entertaining from my home to your show on Wednesday.
There you go. Friday.
No, right. Don't you do it today, too?
Yeah, we do it today, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that'll... Well, yeah. The cat's out of the bag, but, you know, when you're 70, I guess it's probably... Yes. All right.
Yeah, so happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Scott?
We're in good shape, guys, gals. Right. Enjoy the whole county fair, Knox County Fair. Get out, do a little something, support the kids, support the local businesses that can take and try their darndest to continue on. Amen. To support the premium auctions and the premium sales, and it's a very nice program.
Yep. All right,
good luck.
Thank you for being with us, and have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, guys, gals. Someday you got to get a picture of Lonnie Anderson back there on the Facebook,
Mike. That's
too.
Mike.
It's so hard to tell. It's so hard to tell. Have a good one. All good, everybody.
Again, Scott Rozichka's number is 402-358-0183.